Chapter 1. In a puddle of Diet Coke and piss is an unedifying place to die. I counted a single bullet wound to the centre of the man's forehead and several to his chest. His sweatshirt was a neutral grey, frayed around the collar. His jeans looked clean, at least the parts I could see. The oblong storeroom stank of the urine that had pooled by his feet on the concrete floor. And there was blood. Thick pools of the stuff. Against one wall were towers of various coloured soft drink cans, and lining another were boxes of crisps and snacks and chocolate bars. A wooden chair lay on its side a few feet away from the corpse. He looked mid-40s, clean-shaven, blonde hair. He lay on his side, one leg neatly on top of the other, facing towards me. I could see the outline of a wallet in his rear right hip pocket. Outside, I heard a man's voice raised in disbelief, then a woman answering back in a thick Cardiff accent. I opened the door and walked into the kitchen of the cafe, and then through into the main seating area. It was a bright, warm September morning, and I looked over Roth Park Lake. Two boats were already bobbing along on the surface of the water. A uniformed officer, his face flushed and harassed, was talking to a stocky woman with a pale complexion, who I'd seen dragging heavily on a cigarette outside the cafe earlier. She was sitting by one of the tables, snivelling into a handkerchief. The officer left us and joined a colleague in talks with customers, who kept pointing at the cafe as though they expected the place to open without more delay. "This is Mary Peters, sir. She found the body first thing this morning." Mary made another blubbing sound and then blew her nose.
"It's terrible. I should be open now. I don't know what my boss will say."
"Do you know who the dead man is?" She gazed up at me in disbelief. Then she blew her nose again and shook her head at the same time. "When did you arrive?" I said.
"It was the usual time."
"And what time is that?" "I would be here all morning at this rate."
"Half seven."
"What time do you open normally?" She blew her nose yet again.
"Half past eight."
"Did you notice anything out of the ordinary this morning?" She opened her eyes wide, the shock evident. Then she shook her head slowly. After a halting explanation that everything was normal when she arrived at work, I heard a voice raised in temper by the front door before a man barged in. He was swarthy, with thick black hair. In the distance, I could hear the siren of an approaching police car.
"What the hell has happened?"